ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
This shiur is on Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Hey. The Gemara brings down a maisa Amar Rabbi Huda Marav, maisa ba'adamechad shenas san'inav b'isha achas. In our Gemara, it's brought down as an anonymous maisa. Adam Echad. The Gemara doesn't say who it is, and in all of the Nuschois and the Gersois that are available in our Gemara, there's no name. The Talmud Bavli doesn't tell us who the story happened to. Adam Echad. However, the story is brought down in the She'iltis. Now, the She'iltis is one of the oldest Svarim, maybe the oldest Sefer that we have that was written after the Talmud Bavli. It's very, very close to the time of the Talmud Bavli. Of course, the Tesis and Ksubas Daf Beis and Beis has 2 days about whether it actually is considered part of the Tekufas Amoraim, or if it's from after the Tekufas Amoraim, but Al-Kopanim is very close to the time of the Talmud Bavli. And apparently, the author of the She'iltis of Achoyigain had a Maseira on this Maisa that isn't written in the Talmud Bavli, but he had a Maseira, a Kabbalah, about who the story was, because he brings down this Maisa. It's in She'iltim Mem Beis. He brings down the whole Maisa from the Gemara with some additional details also, but he writes over there, rather than Maisa B'Adam Echad, he writes Maisa B'Nasan Bar Tzutzisa. Yeah, so there's a name. And the reason why this is significant, other than stam a piece of trivia, who's the person that it happened to, is because this name appears somewhere else in the Talmud Bavli in a very mysterious reference, but when you put it together with our Maisa, then you understand what's going on. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, the very end of Perek Babeh Behema Yaitza, the last Gemara, it brings down first that Yeshiyahu HaMelech was the greatest Baal Tshuva of all time. And then the Gemara mentions another person who was also a Gavaldik Baal Tshuva, and then the Gemara mentions a third person, that was Nasan Ditzutzisa, that he was a Gavaldik Baal Tshuva in the league of this Yeshiyahu HaMelech. But the Gemara doesn't say anything about who he was, what happened to him, what was his Aveiro that he did Tshuva from. So if you just have that Gemara, it's dumb, it's a name, it's a piece of trivia, we don't know anything about it. But if we put it together with this She'iltis, so the Aveira that it's referring to is this Gemara. It's saying that there was once a Yid, Nasan Bar Tzutzisa, who had sunk to such a low madrega that he was so desperate for an Aveira that he was mamash going to die if he wasn't over the Aveira. And the Chachamim took a hard line with him, and they said, Yomus V'al Tiboil, Yomus V'al Tamag, Yomus V'al Tisapri Mamay Chari Ageder. And the Gemara over here doesn't tell the end of the story. It leaves us with the impression that, well, they didn't let him, so Mustama, he died. But you see from the Gemara in Shabbos that that's not the way the Maisa happened. He apparently was so nisragish from what the Chacham told him that from that he was nisoyer to do tshuva, and he raised himself up far beyond the Madrega that we meet him in this Gemara, until he was described in that Gemara in Shabbos as being one of the G'dayli Balei HaTshuva of all time. Now let's think about the Etzem HaMaisa. The Gemara says, Yomus, the Chacham told him, Yomus, he has to be Meisir Nefesh. V'al Tiboil, V'al Tesaper, V'al Tamag L'fanav. And the Shaila is, Maikuli Hai. L'chayre, this is not Gilei Arayis Mamish. So all the Rishonim say that we see from this Gemara a tremendous Chiddush, an expansion on the din that we learned on the previous daf. And from here we learn that not only the Shalish Chamuris themselves, the Iker HaIsser, but so too any Isser that's Shaykh to those Isserim, the Rishonim used the Lashon of Abizrayhu of the Shalish Chamuris, also have a halacha of Yehareg Val Yavar. The Lashon of Abizrayhu is being borrowed from the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara used the word Abizrayhu to describe the relationship of Kiddush Hashem to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. That even though they're only mitzvah in Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, not in 8, but it could still be that they're chayev in Kiddush Hashem for each of the 7, because that will be considered Abizrayu of those 7. So the Rishonim borrow that terminology and say that if there's a chiv Mesiris Nefesh, not only for the Iker Yisur of Gilei Arayis, but also for smaller Yisurim that are shaykh to Gilei Arayis, so that they call Abizrayu. Now, what's pshat over here in the smaller Yisurim that are shaykh to Gilei Arayis? The Ran in Abu Dazar, when he refers to our Gemara, he writes that over here, the reason why there's a, it's called a Bezrai of Gilei Rais, even though there's no Misa, there's no Maisa Bia, so there wouldn't be a Chiv Misa on this, but these Maisim would be an Avera of Le Sikrivu Legalis Erva. That means don't do things that are maybe Lidei Gilei Rais. The Shach in Yerudei Kuf Nun Zayin in Sifkot and Yud, on that when the Ramah brings down this round, the Ramah brings down the Lashon of the Ram, that even though you're not over a Chiyav Misa, but as long as you're over on a Lav Ba'alma of Gilei Arayis, that's also your Harik Yavar. The Ram says, the Shach says, that which the Ram calls this a Lav, a violation of the Lav of Lesik of Lagal Leserva, this is telling the Machlek is the Rambam and the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Loisase Shinnun Gimel. That's Loisase Lesik of Lagal Leserva, where the Rambam writes that we learn from Lesik of the Galei Sereva, she is Hiranu Mikarev La'achas Mikol Elu Harayas Va'afilu B'loi Bia, to come close to an Ereva even without Bia, K'goin Chibuk V'nishuk V'nishika V'hadim L'hami P'ulais Haznus. The Rambam says that these types of Maisim that are maybe L'geiz Nus are Muzhar in the Leisas of Lesik of the Galei Sereva. The Rambam holds that it's Mamash Leisas of Dairaisa, and you'd even be like for these Maisim. And the Ramban over there is Masig on the Rambam. The Ramban brings it right from the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel, where Pedas brings Mamash the same pasuk Lesikav Legalei Sereva to be matir for a person to be yashin im ishtei nidu hu bevigda vihi bevigda, because the Torah says Lesikav Legalei Sereva, and that teaches us, the Gemara over there says, that only be a Mamash is usher, but other things less than be are not usher. So Zuk the Ramban avada the Sefri that the Rambam found that refers to Chibuk V'Nishuk as being included in the Sikh of Galei Sereva. It's Mamash the Hepach of the way the Gemara darshins the Sikh of Galei Sereva. So Vais says it's only an Asmachta Ba'alma, it's only meant as a Dinder Abanon. So the Ramban holds that there is no Issa De Reisa in Chibuk V'Nishuk. The Ramam holds that it's an Issa De Reisa with a Lav and Malkus. Zuck the Shach, that the Ran, who says that Pshat and our Gemara, the reason why they had to be Moisir Nefesh is because it's an Aveir of a Leisasa that's going like the Rambam and not like the Ramban. And moreover, Zuck the Shach, and the Etzim Gemara Lecher is Muchach like the Rambam, and not like the Ramban. Bishlam, according to the Rambam, that there's a lot of Lesikru to ask for such Maisim, so I understand why Chazal said Yomus Val Tesaper, Yomus Val Tamoid, the Machayim and Mesirus Nefesh, even though it's not Gilei Reis Mamish, Akoponim, it's Abizrayu to Gilei Reis, it's an Aveir of Olay Sasa. But according to the Ramban, Maikuli Hai, there's no Sadei Reis over here. Could it be that there will be Machayim and Mesirus Nefesh for an Isadir Abonon? So Zuck the Shach, from this Gemara, there's a makor to Paskin like the Ramam and like the Ramban. So the Halacha, he says, that Chibuk V'Nishuk is Takan Issa De Raisa. He points out that it's only when it's done L'Shem Taivas Bia, L'Hanas Kiruv Basar, the Lashon of the Ramban. If it's just done incidentally, then it wouldn't be included in the Lav L'Sik of L'Galei Sereva. But Al-Kapan, when it is done L'Shem Hana, it's Takan Aveir of L'Sasa De Raisa. Adkan the Shach, so the Shach again, Kufn and Zayin Sivkot and Yud, says that the Pshat and Ar Gemara, the reason why Yechayat to be Maisei Nefesh is because it's an Aveira of a Leisasa Dereisa of Leisikavu, like the Rambam and not like the Ramban. Abel Chayr, there's a Pella on the Shach of Shlomo Eger in the Gilgin Marsha, on the start of the Shulchan Aruch, is Ma'irer, that even when the Rambam says that there's a Leisasa Dereisa of Leisikavu, that asers a kravel arayis, but he means a kravel arayis that includes some kind of physical contact. He talks about chibuk v'nishuk ukayetze by mipuulei saznus. L'chayr that kayetze by means things like chibuk v'nishuk that are a real kir of basar. But the things that we're talking about in this Gemara, tamar l'fan of arumba to sapri m'maychayr yageder. L'chayr there's no makar even according to the Rambam. And that should be included in Issa Dereisa. The way Rav Shlomo Eger asks it is, he says, Atu Dibur Issa Dereisa, who does anybody hold that Dibur is in Issa Dereisa? He asks only from the last step, where the Gemara asks it, even L'Saprim M'Archari Aygeder. Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Igris Moshe, it's Eben HaEzer, Chelek Aleph, Simen Nun Vav. There's a long arichas on this inyan, which we'll come back to in a moment. But just first, a small ha'ara that he makes, that the reason Rav Shlomo Eger, he asks the Kasha from the Al Tesaper rather than the Al Tamoid. In the Al Tamoid, there is a Mokum Tadan that there should be in Issa Dereisa. The Beis Shmuel in Evan Ezer Simuchof Aleph Sifkot and Beis brings down a Machlekes Rishonim about this. Is there an Issa Dereisa in Histaklus to be Nena from an Erva? The Shita of Rabbeinu Yoina in Igeres HaTshuva, the Beis Yosef brings down. The Beis Yosef in Simchah Aleph over there brings down the Rabbeinu Yoina in Igeres HaTshuva, who says that Histaklus Be'erva Kedei to be Nana is an Aveira of a Lavda, a Raisa of a Lisa Surah, Achelavavcha Machre Nechem. And Zuk the Beis Shmuel, this is the Shita of Rabbeinu Yoina, but the Rambam argues, the Rambam would hold that Histaklus, even Derech Taiva, is only Nisad Rabbanon. So Zuk the Moshe, on Al Tesaper, it's not such a great kasha. Otu histaklus. I'm sorry, rather on al tamod lefanov, which is an iser histaklus. So we wouldn't say otu lehistakel iser deraisu because there is a makom to say it. Grad, it's not the lav that the Ran refers to. It's not the lav of lesikav legalis erva. That for sure it isn't. But it's not. It's not such a chukhav et lula to suggest that there could be an iser deraisa in histaklus. Histaklus shitas rishayim that there's an iser deraisa in histaklus from v'lo tzurachil lav macharinechem shitas rabbeinu yena. That by Rav Shlomo Eger says on the last step of the Gemara, Yomus v'al tesaper ima me'achari ha'geder, where he doesn't even see her. There it's just Dibur. Dibur ba'alma atu Dibur isu deraisa ispei. Le'sasuru you don't have, le'sikru l'galai serva you don't have. None of these makaris would go on this maisa of speaking to her me'achari ha'geder. So if they're l'chari et sepela, how could you learn that the pshat in the Gemara is that you have to be ma'isa nefesh not to be over on the le'sasa? So Shlomo Eger there is Mitzayin to a sefer called Seder LeMishnah, who says that L'chaira, the Pshan in the Gemara is that the way he writes it is that being nene from an Aveira, the Geder of Yehar Val Yavar is being nene from the Aveira. Af al gav deloy avar Aveira. If you're being nene from the Aveira, even though you're not being over an Aveira, that also goes into Avizrayu. Now, a clarification of this Hagdara, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, and that Shuva that I just referred to, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, I'm going to read the Lashon. In Shaykh Leimar, he says, Shalases hachon la aveira, hu maisa hamutur midereisa. You can't say that doing something as a hachona for an aveira is something which is mutur min hateira. The yesh rak Leimar sha'adayin lay avru ala iser. You may be able to say that they weren't over in Israel yet, avoloisha asu maisa heter, but not that they did a maisa heter. Ramosha's machadisha idea that there's an in-between category between averis and mutter, or to put it differently, just because something is not officially an avera doesn't mean that it's mutter. Let's take Lamashal first from a different avera. You're not allowed to be machal Shabbos. Being machal Shabbos is an avera. Now, let's say a person is planning to be Michal Shabbos, and he spends time thinking about it and planning on it, and thinking about how wonderful it is, Chas v'Shalim, that he's going to be Michal Shabbos, and telling his friends that he's so happy that he's going to be Michal Shabbos, and making a party to be Mesameach, to celebrate the fact that he's going to be Michal Shabbos. Now, none of those are averus, be'etzem. There's no lav in the Torah not to make a party to celebrate being Michal Shabbos, Chas v'Shalim. And they don't take on the Drabbanon against it either. But it's a Dabar Barra, Ramosha says, that when he's Taka Machal Shabbos, and he's Nanish and Shemayim for being Machal Shabbos, he'll be Nanish for the party also. And he'll be Nanish for the Simcha, and for the anticipation, and for the preparations also. Because Avad, it's a Sfer Pshuta that the Torah, you can't say the Torah doesn't mind that a person should do those things. If the Torah says you can't be Machal Shabbos, of course the Torah minds that you shouldn't rejoice and celebrate and prepare for being Michal Shabbos. And Mimela, you can't call it a Maisa Heter. Dr. Moshe, the same thing with Gilei Raya also. And even though over here they taka weren't going to be, they weren't going to do the Maisa Bia Mamish, that they had decided they were going to stop before they do the Maisa Bia, but they're doing those Maisim that people do to be Magdil, their Taiva and their Hana from a Maisa Bia. If the Torah says that you're not allowed to do the Maisa Bia, so Avada, the Torah is makbe that you not do those things that are magdil your taiva and your hana for that maisa bia. And mainly it's loy shayach, he says, to call it a maisa heter. And that's enough, Zakir Maisha, to explain how they could be a Yehar Gval Yavar, how it could be included in the category of Abizraya Darais. You don't need to find that it should be included in one of the lavin in the Torah. But mainly it's not totally on the machalik, it's Rambam and the Ramban. You don't have to come on to the Rambam that this is Loisik of Lugali Serva. And like Rav Shlomo Eger said, it may not even help over here to come on to the Rambam that this is Loisik of Lugali Serva. But in the Ramban, it's just as good. Because a kalpanim, we can't call it a ma'isa heter. And the emes is that there's a very nice makar for this svar of Ramesha in the Ramban himself, in that Hasogas Ramban, where the Ramban is arguing on the Rambam and saying, no, there's no lav of l'sikravu for chibuk v'nishuk. The Rambam then writes, I'll read you a lashon. First he says, Navin mehem ki etzlam zeha isser midrabanon. We can understand from the Gemara that this isser is only drabanon. Oy yeh min ha-Torah, or maybe it's min ha-Torah. This is the Ramban in his machleikis on the Rambam, and he's saying there's no leisikravu, but he still says oy yeh min ha-Torah dechol de mishani meisura, because anyone who's neneh from an isser isuruhu, that's also an isser keinyan b'chatzis shir. It's the lashon of the Ramban. Similar to what we find by Chatzis Shir. It's an interesting tzushel that he makes, which is a discussion for a different time, the connection to Chatzis Shir. But Al-Kalpanim, the Ramban is saying that if we know that the Torah asers Gilirayis, asers the Maisabia, so the Hana that's associated with being Bayil and Erva is a Svar Pshuta that it's Aser. You don't need a lav in the Torah for it. It could be an Isser De Raisa without having any Makar in the Torah. He's going a little bit further even than Ramesh. Ramesh said, Loi Shayach to call it a Maisa Heter. But he goes, Ramesh goes on to say that Avad you could be punished in Shemayim. So it's come out the same thing as the Ramban. But the Ramban has a starker lashon. He's saying that it could be an Issa De Raisa also, without having any Makar. It could be an Issa De Raisa just Misvara. If it's clear to us that the Torah would be Makbid, from what the Torah did say, we'd know that the Torah would be Makbid, that we not do such a behavior. Then even if there's no pasuk in the Torah and no takana, even midrabanan, that specifically forbids this ma'isa, it could still be considered a ma'isa iser, and it could be considered a bezrayu derayis, and maybe it could go into the category of yehar gval yavar. Now, I want to just be moisif also, there is another etza in being mazbid this gemara, it's a geshmak amara makayim. We mentioned that the Rambam's shita is that leisikravu refers to chibuk v'nishuk. That's the Rambam in leisasa shin nun gimel. The Rambam in his minyan hakatzar, and the Rambam has a long sefer called Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he has a paragraph describing each of the 613 mitzvahs. And then at the beginning of Sefer Hamad, at the beginning of Mishnah Torah, he has the minyan hakatzar, where he repeats each one in a few words. It's just one line for each of the 630 mitzvahs. It's right after the Hakdamas HaRambam before he begins Hilchas Yisaydei HaTorah. And if you take a look over there, in Leisas HaShin Nun Gimel, the Rambam writes, Shalei l'karev l'arayis bedvarim ha'mevim lidei gilui erva, kegoin chibuk v'nishuk u'remiza u'kvitza. Shenemar, he brings the pasuk of Leisikravu. Over there, the Rambam seems even much more machmir than the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs. In the Sefer Mitzvahs, he only refers to actual physical maisim that involve a physical contact. But in the Minyan HaKotzer, he includes even things that don't involve any physical contact, any kind of communication that's done to be Magdal Taiva. Then it can include the things in our Gemara also, the Tesapra Imam Me'achari Yaged, or the Tamil Lefan of Aruma, could very well be included in that. Now, the Ramban, in his Asagas, the Ramban also, the Ramban points out that the Rambam describes the Leisikravu two different ways in the two different places, but the Ramban doesn't even, he's not willing to take it so seriously. He writes a very sharp lashon dismissing that sad. He brings down the Rambam in his Minyan HaKotzer includes Remizu Kvitza, but he says that can't be. He says that the Makur for that is a Bryce in the Avistar of Nasin, where it says that the Leisikravu L'Galus Erva could go so far as to include even being Medaber Dvarim Batalim Im Ishtei Nida. And the Ramban then writes, kind of sarcastically, he says, Ve'elu Him Dvarim Batalim, that to suggest that there could be a Lav and Malkus Menatera for someone that's Medaber Im Ishtei Nida, Sicha Batela. So he says that such a thing is impossible. You can't even consider that. So he dismisses that. But upon him in the Minyan HaKotzer, it sounds like it's the Rambam Shita, that even Remizu Kvitza could be included. Now the Ran, who says that the Pshat in our Gemara is that it's called Abizrayu because it's included Leisikravu, is a starka smuchim to this side of the Rambam in the Minyan HaKotzer. So then we have two pshatim in the Gemara. Again, the Ran started off by saying, we began by bringing the Ran who says that the pshat in our Gemara, the reason why you have to moist nefesh of the kutz is an aver v'lei sikavu. The Shach said that's like the Rambam and not like the Ramban. Rav Shlomo Eger was ma'ir the lechere, it's not like the Rambam either. And then we brought down Rav Moshe Feinstein, Seder Mishnah, Diyuk and the Ramban himself, that you don't need a le sikavu. It could be that it's asur misvara. You don't need a le sikavu. Aber lemaitza, the Ran had called it a le sikavu. So the pshat lefi the Ran lechere is that he's going like this Rambam in the Minyan HaKatzer, that it's taka. That le sikavu would include anything that's done between an isha and isha that's normally done as a kravel erva, and then the activities described in this gemara could also fall into that category. Now let's start again to talk about the inyan of Abizrahu. The Ramah in Yerideh Kufnun Zayin brings down that there is a din of Abizrahu on all three of the shalish chamuris. Kol iser avidazer gilirayu sushvich zamin, avapish imam misa raklav ba'al mutzarch leharig v'loy lavar. That's the din of Abizrahu, and he says specifically whether it's avodah zarah or gilui arayis or shvichas damim. Abizrahu of gilui arayis, we know what the case is. That's our Gemara. What's Abizrahu of avodah zarah? So that is a reference to the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Chafhei, where it says Bakol Misrafim Chutz Me'atzei Asheira, and it's mavur in the Gemara that it's talking even about a chilish yesh bais sakana, and nevertheless he's not allowed to make a refuah out of Atzei Asheira. And the Ran over there explains that even though he's not being oived the Atzei Asheira, but there's a lav in the Torah of Yidbak B'yotchem U'umam and Acherim, which teaches us that there's an Isser Hanah by Avodah Zarah, Atzei Asheira, have an Isser Hanah, and if he'll use it for a refuah, he's being oived on that Isser Hanah, on that lav, and on that the Gemara says that even a Chel Sheish B'Sekhan is not allowed to do it, that means that it's a Yehar Gval Yavar. What's the Yehar Gval Yavar? It's not Avodah Zarah Mamish, Teretz says, that's Abizrahu of Avodah Zarah. Now the emphasis is there's another Pshan in that Gemara. Tosfos over there learns that when it says that you're not allowed to be misrape ba'atzei asheira, it means if the doctor wants you to use the magical powers of the atzei asheira to be misrape with your belief in the magical powers of the avodah zarah, that's what it's asering. And the Goyin says that according to that pshat of the Gemara Lecher, there isn't a makar for the din of Abizrahu by avodah zarah. But according to the Ran, there's a makar from that Gemara to the din of Abizrahu by avodah zarah. So that's two out of three. We have a Gemara for Abizrahu of Gilei Rayis, and we may have a Gemara according to the Ran Al-Kalponim for Abizrahu of avodah zarah. What about Abizrahu of Shvichas Damim, which is also mentioned in the Ramah? There's no Gemara about Abizrahu of Shvichas Damim. But Rabbeinu Yoinin Shari Tshuva Shar Gimel Ois Kuf Lamed Vav. Rabbeinu Yoinin says a Devar Nifla. There's a Gemara of a Metzia Daf Nun Test. Everybody is familiar with La'ilam Yapel Atzma Lasech Kivshana Eish Val Yalbam Panichavei Rabbim. The Gemara says that being malam panicha v'yabirabim to embarrass another person is so chomer that it's better a person should throw himself into a furnace not to do that. Kipshutai, perhaps, it's just that I got it, the Gemara, and it just means to say it's a very bad thing. But the words of the Gemara say, throw yourself into the kivshan eish, that means you should be meister yourself lamisa. Where does the chiv mesiris nefesh come from for not to be malam panicha v'yabirabim? Zog Rabbeinu Yaina. Because lahalbam panicha v'yabirabim is avak of ritzicha. You're not mamash killing him, but you're partially killing him. You're doing something that's a me'en, that's a fraction of killing him by making him feel so bad. And therefore goes into the din of Abizrahu of Shvichas Damim. And so Rabbeinu Yonah says, the words of the Gemara, attack meant literally, there's mamash a chiyuv of Mesiris Nefesh, Yehar Gval Yavar, not to embarrass another person, Berabim. And that's the case of Abizrahu of Shvichas Damim. Now, the emes is there's a this chiddush lahalacha that there's a chiv mesiris nefesh mamish on lahal panichav erabim. There's another makar for such a chiddush, for this chiddush, but with a different lamdas. Taisus and Seita Daf Yud, the Gemara appears in both places, in both Mesiyah Daf Nantes and Seita Daf Yud. And the Gemara in Seita Daf Yud, where it says, L'ilum yapa lafam sechiv shanesh v'al panichav erabim, so Taisus says to Kasha. If there's taka a chiv mesiris nefesh, not to be malam panicha v'erabim, so why isn't it on the list of those aveiros that are yehareg val yavar? How come the Gemara only mentions avodah zarah gilui arayis and it doesn't mention lahal panicha v'erabim? And for Tosfos, because this is not mefurish b'kra. So it was left off the list because the list was only listing those things that were mefurish b'kra. So Taz is saying that really there are four Averis. There's those three, the Shalosh Chamuris, plus Tzvi Ma'am Pnei Chaver Barabim. So Taz is holding the Halacha like Rabbeinu Yonah. But in Lamedus, not like Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah is learning that's not a fourth one on the list. It's Nichla, that's the Abiz Rayu of Shrichas Damim. Taisvis, either Taisvis doesn't agree that this is considered Abiz Rayu of Shrichas Damim, or maybe Taisvis doesn't agree that there's a Klal of Abiz Rayu altogether. Taisvis and Psachim didn't learn that way in the Gemara of Psachim. In Kan Makoimai. But Al Kapanim, Taisvis doesn't learn that that's why after Mois Nefesh for Baha'u'm Pnei Chavei Rabbim, it's Damadin that's learned from the Mice of Tamar and Yehuda that it's better to be Ma'af Al-Asim B'Sech Kibishan Eish, so it's a fourth mitzvah for which you have to be Mois Nefesh. Abel Ma'isa, the stimus of Rav Yishenim, even though not that there's such stark a Makoiris that argue, although I should point out the Me'iri on the Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Me'iri Kedarkai says on that Lashon of Yapal Atzmai, the Me'iri says, Derech Ha'ara Amru, which is a Lashon that he often uses in these Agadot the Gemaras, which means to say that they just said this by way of inspiration. They didn't mean to say that you really should put yourself into a Kivshon Eish, they just meant to say it's such a bad thing to be Ma'am Panei Chavei Abraham, Derech Ha'ara Amru. So the Me'iri is zichr, not like he's arguing on Rabbeinu Yonah and the Taisus. But the stimus of Rav HaPoiskim is also not like that. It doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, although it's true in Shulchan Aruch, it says Abiz Rayu of Shvichas Damim, but it doesn't speak out that that would mean L'Halm Pnei Chavei Barabim. It's a little bit schwer to say that was supposed to be self-understood, this Chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah. The stimus of most of the Poiskim L'Halacha is not like that. But it could be that the Pshat and Abiz Rayu of Shvichas Damim, you could learn more simply, even without this Chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah, and this might be the more Pashut Pshat in the Ramah, that it means cases of Ritzicha that aren't mamish included in the Isser of Ritzicha. Like the Gemaras in Sanhedrin, the Gemaras a little bit later, in Sanhedrin have cases where it's a Koyach Sheni, or it's not considered in Gansan his Maisa, so it's not Mikoychai, like Seif HaCham Alavoy, things like that, where you're not chayav misa for ritzicha because you didn't mamish do a ritzicha. It could be that, but it would still be harag val yaver. It could be that's what's meant by Abiz Rayu. Maybe those cases really are a direct aveira of the lav of shvichas damim. But there's a case, that, very briefly, there's a ritva in the Gemara, on the Gemara Psachim, over there, Daf Chaf Hei. The ritva talks about a case where a person, a yid, has a weapon, the guy wants his weapon to go kill another yid. He's not asking the yid to do the crime. He's just asking the yid, give me your weapon so that I could go kill this yid. Zekh the ritva, you have to be ma'aser nefesh, not to give him the weapon. Avada, there's no ma'aser ritzicha over there. That's not included in the lav of leitzirtzach, to let the guy have the weapon. But nevertheless, zekh the ritva, there's a chiyuv yiharag val yaver. What's the Chiv Yihar Val Yaver over there? L'chere, that would be Nichol on this halach of Abiz Rayu of Shvichas Damim. There's another chiddush that we see in this Gemara, our Gemara, as well as the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Chaf Hei Bet Refua. In these two Gemaras, we find a halach of Aines, even where there's no Ma'anis. Until now, whenever we talked about Yihar Val Yaver for Abiz Rayu Gilereis Shvichas Damim, it was always a story where a guy comes over and he says, do this aveir or else I'll kill you. And there we have a halacha that for shar aveiris you should be yavar v'al yaharig, and for the shalish chamuris you should be yaharig v'al yavar. But in this Gemara, no one's coming over and saying, do the aveira. He was ala b'libay tina v'chol v'natalamas, he's a chayli, he's going to die. V'amru lo ha'reifim, that his refu is to be b'al and eshes ish, let's say in the first step of the Gemara. And on that, Amru Lechachamim Yomus Va'alti Boyal, meaning he has to be Meiser Nefesh, not to use the Aveira of Gilei Rayis for a refuah. Similarly, we find this in the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Nun Hei, where it says, Bakul Misrafim, on Daf Chaf Hei rather, Pesachim Chaf Hei, Bakul Misrafim, Chutz Mei Vadazor Gilei Shvichas Damim, that he's not allowed to use them as a refuah. The Rambam in Parakei of Hilchas Yisodei Torah, Hitaka brings down this halacha as a separate chiddush. The Rambam in Halacha Vav, the same rules that we said about a case of an anos, of someone who's forcing you, so too we say by a chayli, That what? The Rambam goes on to say that if it's one of the Shara Averis Shabbateri, you're allowed to use it for a Chayla Sheish Beisakana, and if it's a Vizargi Reisha Shvichazamim, then you're not allowed, you have to be Meiser Nefesh. But then at the end of Halacha Vav, the Rambam says a Gavaldig Chidosh, Vim Ovar V'Nisrape. If the Chayla went ahead and was Nisrape with one of these Shalish Chamurais, Einshin Eisei Beistin Einish Haro'ilai. Basin would punish him with the appropriate punishment, which lachera means if he was over a regular leisasa, like he was nesrapi ba'atzei asheira, and he was over on liyadak b'yachmum and acherim, or he was over on chibuk v'nishuk, according to the Rambam, that's a lav of leisikru legalei sarava, he would get malchus. And if he was over on gilei ra'is mamish, l'mashal, if the Reifim said that he should be boil the Eishas Ish, and he was boil the Eishas Ish, he'd be Chayav Misa's Basin, because he was Eivar and Gilei Reis, as a Chayav Misa. But the Rambam is a Pella, because the Rambam, as we learned in the previous year, the Rambam in Halacha Dalid said, Kol Misha Nemar Ba Yehurg Ba Al Yavar, anyone who has a Chayav to be Maisa Nefesh, Va'ovar Valin Erigan, he wasn't Maisa Nefesh, Zak the Rambam, Avad, he did something wrong, Hariz Machal Es Hashem, and he was Mavatul Ubitul Misa Sesheshul Kiddush Hashem. V'afal Pekin, the Rambam said, "Mepnei she'avar ba'oinis." But since Sifkosif he did it ba'oinis, ain't Malkin oisei. Vein Sarach leimer she'ain me misin oisei based in, because ain't Malkin me misin elal oiver baratzain, and not one who's over ba'oinis. When the Rambam was talking about the anasim, when the Rambam was talking about the halacha on dafayin dalid of goyim that come and say, "Do this avera or we'll kill you," there the Rambam said that even when there's a chi of yaharg val yavar, but if a person is not oimim ben asein, he wasn't over Avi Dezer, he wasn't over Gilei Reis, he was just Mevatel Kiddush Hashem, he was over Anchil Hashem. But over here in our Gemara, where we're talking about a Chayli, where you have the same din that for Avi Dezer, Gilei Reis, Shvichazdom, you have to be Moshe Nefesh, over here is the Rambam, if you're not Moshe Nefesh when you were supposed to, you attack over Avi Dezer, or Gilei Reis, or Shvichazdom, and you're punished as such, you're Chayev Misa, if you were over a Lav Sheish Misa. The Rambam doesn't explain what the svara is for this chiluk, but the Rambam is very clear that he makes this chiluk between the two sugyas, the sugya of anasim and the sugya of chalayim. And there's the yisoid, many achrenim say the same yisoid, when Menchas Chinuch, in Reish Tzadi Hei, Halachas Kiddush Hashem, Oiz Beis and Gimel talks about arichas about this chiluk, and he uses it to be, he says the svara to be mazbir with the Rambam, and we find the same chiluk, the same svara, in the Ur Sameach, here on the Rambam and Halacha Vav, and the same shtickle teru with a lot of not only the same svara but a lot of the same rayas and makarius of Elchanan Wasserman and Rav Shimon Shka, both in their shiurim on Ksubas Daf Beis, they all say a similar shtickle teru. They bring some of them the same makarius. They bring the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Mem Zayin of Talyu Vizavin, where it's mavur from the Gemara Talyu Vizavin Zavini Zavini, but Talyu Vayahiv in matanasi matana. So that means that if somebody comes over, if a bandit comes over and says, I want that gold watch, I'll kill you if you don't give me the gold watch. So you take it off and you give it to him, he's not kaina. That's not considered a matana. There's no das machna over there, he's not kaina. But on the other hand, you have in the sugya of sikri kain, in gittin dafnun hei, it's mavur in the Gemara, that if it wasn't a bandit who came for your watch, it was not a murderer who came along and said, I'm going to kill you. And you take off your watch and you say, but if I give you my gold watch, then will you let me live? So he says, yeah, then I'll let you live. So then the halach is, at least ma'ikir din, that he's kaina. That's considered das makne. I see from there a yisoid. Let's bring in a second Mara Makim first, before we mazber the yisoid. In Eishas Ish, that's nivela ba'ines. So on the one hand, you have the Gemara and Ksubas Daf Gimel Amibayz of Elidre Shlehu Da'ines Shari. That if the guy, the hegemon, came and said he came to be boil her, and he was going to be boil her bal kercha, the only way that she could prevent it is by being meiser nefesh. So she's not meiser nefesh, and he's boil her, she does not become a surul abala. That doesn't ask her halabayla. But nevertheless, in the Gemara Chavavim Beis, in Ksubis, it's mavur that an isha that was nechbasha biyar ovdik hachavim, and the ovdik hachavim, let's say they were pirates, and they were going to kill her. And she had a plan that to save her life, she'll be nivela to the pirates, and like that, they'll save her. Such an isha does become a surula baila. In both of these pairs of halachas, even though l'chira, in both cases, it was a choice of dying or making this, giving this matana, dying or having this bia, nevertheless, there's a chiluk, that if the ma'anis came along and he said what he wanted, I want the gold watch, or I want the bia, then it's not considered your ma'isa. When you gave him the gold watch, the kinyan is not chal, because you didn't give it, he took it. Even though you maybe physically took it off your wrist, but since he said, I'll kill you if you don't give it to me, that's called his ma'isa, he took it. The ishishish also, even though she could have sacrificed her life to prevent the bia, but he said, I'm going to reveal you, so that's called, he did it, not that she did it. That's not called his ma'isa, her ma'isa, that's not called our ma'isa, that's the guy's ma'isa. Masha'in came, if the guy never said a word about what he wanted, he didn't say, I want the watch, he was just, I'm going to kill him. So he said, if I give you my watch, will you save me? Then he said, yes. So there was your idea. You machadish the idea of giving the watch. Then it's considered your ma'isa. There's das machna and the kinyan is chal. If the ishu was machadish the idea of being nivela to him, avada, her reason was to save her life, was the same level of pikuach nefesh. But if the idea originated by her, it's considered her ma'isa. And mamela, she becomes a surah labayla. So, Zogin the Achrenim, again, the Mechas Chinuch, or Sameach, or Shimon Shkup, or Mechon of Asim, they all say the same Hezber in the Rambam, that in Halacha Dalig, where he's talking about Anosim, or in other words, the Sugya on the previous daf, on Dafayin Dalig, where we're talking about a guy that comes and says that I'll kill you if you don't do this Aveira. So, even if it was Avad Zerg, the Reis Shvichas Domim, so you're supposed to be Mesin Nefesh, and you weren't Mesin Nefesh. Avad, you did wrong. But the Maisa of Aydizara or Gila Raiz or Shvichazam was not your Maisa. Since the guy was Teveya the Maisa and you did it because he told you to, and he would kill you if you didn't do it, so we could say you did it because he forced you to, even though you weren't supposed to. You should have been Maisa Nefesh. But you did it because he forced you to. That's not considered your Maisa. Memela Basin can't be manish you for that Maisa. They could say that you were over on Chilul Hashem and Kiddush Hashem because you weren't Maisa Nefesh, but you didn't do the Aveira of Avodah Zarah Gilui Asher Shvichas Domim because it's not your Aveira, it's not your Maisa, it's his Maisa because he made you do it. Masha'en Kain, in the case of Achoyli, Psachim Daf Chafhei, Bakol Musraf Mochus Mei Avodah Zarah Gilui Asher Shvichas Domim, or also believe by Tina, but not the Lamas, Amulah Raifim, that his only refuah is to be by all the Ishas Ish. In these cases, no one else came along, no one said that, no one made him do it. He decided that since he's going to die if he doesn't do it, so he decided he wants to do it. Avad is the same level of Aines, because he was only doing it to save his life, but since there wasn't any outside force that made him do it, no one said do it, he himself decided to do it, then it's his decision, and it's considered his Maisa, and the Melo is like the Rambam, we'll talk about Manishim for it. One more tsushtal on this yisoid, from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in a tshuva, it's in the first volume of Menachem Shlomo, Simen Yud Ches, Ois Hei, he shtels tzu, he also says it to him, Masber this Ramam, and then he shtels a tzu to a Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Brachas. Because in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Dalid, if you take a look in Sif Ches and Sif Tes, the Shulchan Aruch has two halachas about someone that eats a food ba'ineis. On the one hand, Shulchan Aruch paskins that if somebody was sick and he ate a food because he needed that food to get better, the chayli, because he was a chayli, he needed to eat that food, he makes a bracha on that. On the other hand, if a guy comes along and forces him to eat the food, he doesn't make a bracha on that. Both cases are an einus. Both cases, he ate the food because otherwise he was going to die. Because the guy was going to kill him or he was going to die from the chayli, he ate the food only because he was going to die and he ate the food to save his life. But nevertheless, in one case he makes a bracha, in one case he doesn't make a bracha. Why? Because if it was a chayli, so he decided, I have two choices, here I'm very sick, I might die, or I can eat this food and then I'll live. And he decided he's going to eat the food. There is considered his ma'isa achila, and he makes a bracha for that. Masha'en Kain, if the guy introduced the idea of eating the food, the guy came along and told him, you must eat this food or else I'm going to kill you, so then the achila is not considered his mice at all because there's someone else that made him do it, and that's why over there we talk a paskin that he doesn't make a bracha. Let's talk now about the next line in this Ramah in Yerideir Kufnan Zayin, where the Ramah brings down the halach of Abizraya and he says they have to be Mesin Nefesh even not to be over a lav of Abizar Gilayas Shvichas Damim. Then the Ramah says, however, if the lav is the lav of Nevi Lechitin Mikshayim, In other words, if what we're discussing is being machshel someone else in avodah zarah gilai shvichas damim, zok the Ramah, that's not considered avizrayu, and you don't have to be meisei nefesh for that. This chiddush of the Ramah comes from Ramban and Melchemes. It's part of the big discussion that we were talking about last time, the machlokes ba'alamar and the Ramban. Let's chazer over the beginning of that discussion, and then we'll get into this application. The Balhamar Shita was that when Rav said in the Gemara and Dafayin Dalad and Rebeis that Hanos Atzmon Shani, Hanos Atzmon is a heter, the Balhamar held that it's a heter for all cases of Yehareg Bal Yaver. You never have to be Meisir Nefesh for something that's Hanos Atzmon. Not only the Ramban held, no, it's limited. It's only to be Matir, the Chiv, to be Meisir Nefesh for Sharaveiris when it's Befer Hesia. On that, Hanos Atzmon is a matir. But if we're talking about the Shalosh Chamura, it's a Dezer, Gilai, Sesh, Vichadam, and the Ramban said there's no heter of Hanos Atzmon. The Baal Amar held no, that even for the Shalosh Chamura, it's a heter of Hanos Atzmon, and the Baal Amar said, and I'll bring you a Raya. Because the two cases in the Gemara where we see Rav applying the rule of Hanos Atzmon, the first case was Esther, why was Esther Nivel Tachashverish? The second case was Hanik Fak Vidamaniki, that the Goyim are coming to take away the Kalim to bring to the base of Avodah Zarah. Zog the Baal Amar, look at these two cases. The first one is the case of Gilei Rais, and the second case is the case of Avodah Zarah. So if over there Rav says Hanos Atzmon is a heter, obviously it's a heter even for the Shalosh Chamurais. The Ramban says back, the Raya that you brought from Esther, the Esther is Gilei Raya, so that we discussed already in the previous shir, and when we're learning Dafayin Dalav, the Ramban has an explanation for why that's not called Gilei Raya. But we didn't talk yet about how the Ramban responds to the Raya of Hanukkah of Dominiki. To that, Zuk the Ramban, you're not being over on a lav of Avodah Zarah. You're not being over the Avodah Zarah. The Goy is being over the Avodah Zarah. What are you being over on? Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver, Zuk the Ramban. That's an ordinary lav. Kacholi Surin Shabbatera. So therefore, there's no Chiv Yehareg Bal Yaver. So the Ramban is saying that you don't have to be Meisei Nefesh over there because you're just being over an ordinary lav of Lifnei Iver. Aye, but what about Abizrayu? It's an ordinary lav, but it's being machshel somebody in Avodah Zarah. And if there's a klal that even a lav that's shayach to Avodah Zarah also has a chiv of serious nefesh, so why don't I have to be meisei nefesh over here? What we see from this Ramban is that the klal of Abizrayu does not include Lifnei Iver. That's why the Ramah puts this together with the din of Abizrayu. When the Ramah brings down the din of Abizrayu, that you have to be meisei nefesh and not to be over on a lav of Gilei Raya, Avodah Zarah, Shvi Chazamim, Zuck the Ramah. However, that doesn't include the lav of Lifnei Iver. That's not considered a lav of Avodah Zarah, Gilei Raya, and Shvi Chazamim. So why Takanat? This Chiddush of the Ramban L'Chayra speaks to Yisid Zika Chakira in the lav of Lifnei Iver, L'Sita Mikshel. The Achrayim, in many places, discuss two ways to look at this Aveira. The Torah says that I can't give a davar ha'aser to somebody else. I can't give you a piece of chazer to eat. So what's the pshat in that iser? Is it because of my concern for you? The Torah said I should be concerned for you. I can't do to you something harmful. And an aveira about it, something harmful. And ruach needs to go away. So it's just like I can't do other avalis to you. I can't make you do an aveira. It's a ben adam l'chaveira, right, according to this understanding. Or is the pshat that the Torah said that my achrayis against the aveira of chazer, not to eat chazer, goes so far that not only am I not allowed to eat chazer, I also can't bring about that other people should eat chazer. I have an achrayis that the aveira not get done. That's what we'll call the tzad, that it's a ben adam l'makayim. So now l'chayu, we come to this Ramban, we would say that there's an afkamina between these two tzadim, legabe whether it's considered Abizrayu of Avodah Zarah. If the Isa Lifnei Iver is not to cause you to do an Aveira, so then whether the Aveira is Avodah Zarah or whether the Aveira is Machalas Asuris or whether the Aveira is Chilul Shabbos, it's all the same thing. What I'm doing is I'm harming you. Just like if I would harm you in some other way, if I would steal your money, that's an Aveira of harming you. If I cause you to do an Aveira, that's an Aveira of harming you. So it's not specific to Avodah Zarah, so that's not called Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah. Then I hear the Ramban Chiddush very well. But if the Din Lifnei Iver is the Ben Adam L'Makom, the Pshat is I can't be Machshel you in Chil Shabbos because that's part of my Achrayis for Shabbos. And I can't be Machshel you in Avodah Zarah because that's part of my Achrayis for the Isser of Avodah Zarah. Then L'Chayri would say that when I am Machshel you in Avodah Zarah, I'm doing an Avodah Zarah Dika Isser. That we would expect would be included in Abizrayu d'Avodah Zarah. So l'chayri, this Ramban, and brought down in the Ramah, that the Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah is not me Abizrayu d'Avodah Zarah, supports that sad that Lifnei Iver is primarily Aveir ben Adam l'chaveray rather than an Aveir ben Adam l'makom. Rabbi Yosef Engel is Ma'ira. Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Sefer Lakach Tov in Siman Aleph is Ma'ira that l'chaveray there's a taste in Daf Chul and Daf Hei that would say not like this Ramban. Taste over there is talking about the call of Hashtav Hemton Shal Tzadikim Enoch and Deshmerach, or maybe the call of Yadam Tzadikim Atzman Lekol Shekin. And Taste asks from a number of places in Shas where we find that a Tzadik was not saved from an Aveira. The Tesis gives a Yisoid that it's only by a Midda Achila that we have this Klal and not by other Aveiras. Then for Tesis, the Kashabon Ksubis, Daf Chaf Ches Amid Beis, the Gemara tells a story that Rabbi Elazar Yesi said in Aegis, which was mistaken. And it ended up almost being Mala Lekuhuna Al Piv. And then according to one Nusach in the Gemara asks, how could it be that he would make such a mistake? Hashta, Behemdan Shal Tzadikim Enoch, and Deshmerachim, even Tekal Al Yadam, Tzadikim Atzman, like Kol Shekin. So for Tesis, what's the problem? Over there, it wasn't immediate achila. He was just doing the Aveir Vedus Sheker. And for Tosfos, that since Al Yedei his Edus, someone's going to end up eating Truma who's not right to eat Truma, so that's also immediate achila. Dr. Yosef Engel, good, there's going to end up being an Aveir of Achilas Truma, but that person that's going to be doing the Aveir of achila, that's not the Tzaddik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi is the Tzaddik. And he's only doing the Aveir of Edus Sheker. So what says this is Teres that it comes to a immediate achila? Elamai. Teres holds that if Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi causes somebody else to be over an Isra achila, for him that's also an Isra achila. Meaning the Lifnei Iver of a specific Isra is shaykh to that specific Isra. And by the same token we would say then that a Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah is shaykh to Avodah Zarah. It's not Bezrayu of Avodah Zarah. Like the Balan Marnem Don, the Kvak Vedominiki is Abizrayu of Avodah Zarah. So this Ramban, this Taisvis and Chulin will be like the Balan Marnem, not like the Ramban. The Ramban who's saying that since I'm not being over Avodah Zarah, I'm just causing him to be over Avodah Zarah, so I'm being over Lifnei Iver. But I'm not being over an Avodah Zarah Dika Isser, because the Ramban holds that it's one Lifnei Iver for all Isurim. It's not Shaykh the specific Isser. So the base of Engel is Ma'ir that L'chari, this taste is a Chulun, would hold not like this Ramban. Another Nafka Mina, possibly from the same Chakir, Achrenim talk about whether there's an Isser Lifnei Iver in a case where the Moshet is not included in the Isser, only the Makabel is included in the Isser. Would there be a Din of Lifnei Iver in such a case? It's a little bit hard to come up with a case like that, but let me say over Bekitzer, the Sherish of the Shaila, there's a discussion in the Gemara whether the Isra Eva Menachai is Noeg only by a Behemoth Tahira or also by a Behemoth Tameya. And the Torah in Siman Samach Beis in Yeridea Paskins that it's only Noeg by a Behemoth Tahira. So the Beis Yosef asks Akasha, why does the Torah bother Paskining such a halacha? What's Negea to us whether there's an Isra Eva Menachai and a Behemoth Tameya? You can't eat it anyway if it's a Behemoth Tameya. So the Bach suggests an answer that it makes enough gemin legabe lifnei iver, because there's an iser aver menachai for goyim, and if the iser aver menachai is negay also on a mehemet tameya, then there'd be an iser to be meishet to a goy. But if there's no iser aver menachai, then it'll be mutter to be meishet the aver menachai to a goy. The shach over there says that the bach is a pella because it's mavur in the gemara, the rishayim on the gemara, that even if there is no Isra Eva Menachai on a Behemoth Tameya, that's only Lagabe Yisrael. Lagabe Ben Noach, the Zichar in Isra Eva Menachai for Behemoth Tameya, because Lagabe Ben Noach, there's no difference between a Behemoth Tahira and a Behemoth Tameya. So Mele wouldn't make enough Kimino Gabi Lefnei Iver also. So the Prechadish brings down that Rabbi Shmuel Kaidinavar, the Abimunah Shmuel, says that no, the Bach's Nafkamin is correct. Because even though Taka for the Goy, there's an Isra Eva Menachai even on the Behemoth Tameya, but if there's no Isra Eva Menachai on that piece of meat for the Yisrael, then there wouldn't be an Isser Lifnei Iver to be meshed to a guy. And L'chair, the Hezber, in this sheet of the Amunah Shmuel, is that the Isser Eiver Menachai, the Isser, rather, Lifnei Iver, the Sherish of the Isser, is Altli Avera itself, Altli Ben Adam L'Makai, my Achrayis for the Isser Eiver Menachai means that I have to see to it that other people also aren't Iver. But on this shtick flesh, I don't have an Isser Eva Menachai. I don't have any achrayis to an Isser that I'm not muzer on. So that's why he holds that there wouldn't be Lifnei Iver in such a case. The Prechadish Lamaisa argues, over there he brings raiz against the Amunah Shmuel, and he argues, and he says that there would still be an Isser Lifnei Iver, even though I'm not muzer on the Eva Menachai. But since the recipient is muzar on the Eiver Menachai, that's enough to make an Isser Lifnei Iver for me, because he understands that the Lifnei Iver is a Ben Adam L'Chaveirai. And Mela, since the person that I'm giving it to, for him, it's a Michshel, so that's enough to make an Isser Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Michshel. So here's another nafkamina in this Chakira, and L'Chari, the Ramban is supporting this side of the Chakira that we're now connecting with the Pri Chadosh, that the Isser is primarily an Isser Ben Adam L'Chaveirai. Now the emesis, this tzad is very well supported by the fact that the besides for an Isser Lifnei Iver being machshel somebody in an Aveira, there's another Isser Lifnei Iver, and that is to be Mesin Eitzah She'ena Hegenes. Rashi and Chumash brings down the Taisha Lifnei Iver Lifnei Michshel, is that you shouldn't give somebody an Eitzah She'ena Hegenes. No, but there is no Shaychas Ta'averis. That's clearly Ben Adam L'Chaveirai. So L'Chaveirai to be Mashva, the two Isurim, it would make sense to say that the Isser of being machshel another person in Aveira is also Mishum Lifnei Iver Shabbai, which again would stem nicely with this Ramban. The problem is that Rav Chanan Wasserman in Kevet Shiurim on Psachim, Ois Tzadi Hei, is Ma'ir a very stark attain against this Tzad, that it's all just an Isser Ben Adam L'Chaveirai. Because when the Braisa, Psachim Daf Chav Beis, brings the examples of the Isser Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Michshel, it doesn't give the example of giving chazer to a fellow Yid. The two examples in the Braisa are Minalan Shaloi Yoishit Kais Yayin L'Nazir Ve'Eivir Menachai L'Ben Noyach. It's an example that we were just talking about a moment ago. Eivir Menachai L'Ben Noyach. Tanit Rav Elchanan, that Eivir Menachai L'Ben Noyach, that means that the recipient over here is a guy. If the Isser was an Isser Ben Adam L'Chaveirai, so generally, all the Isurim and Adam L'Chaveirai, only Legabe Amisecha, Achicha, they don't apply to Gayim. There's no Isser of Ribbis to a guy. There's no mitzvah of Hashavas Haveda to a guy. A guy is not included in any of the mitzvahs by Adam L'Chaveirai. So from the fact that the Isser Shle Yeshit Kais Yayin L'Nazav Eivim Mechel B'Nayach applies even to a guy, L'Chaveirai, that's a raya that it's not Altsa Ben Adam L'Chaveirai Shabbai. It's Altsa Ben Adam L'Makam, it's Altsa Aveiris HaIsser Gufa. Which then forces him to say, but what about the other half of Lifnei Iver, which is to be Mesi in Eitzah She'ena Hegenes, that L'Chaveirai is Avada only Ben Adam L'Chaveirai, that's, I shouldn't say only, but that's Avada Ben Adam L'Chaveirai, right? Rav Chanan says, apparently, it's taka two different Yisurim with two different Gedarim. Even though the truth is, there is a Minchas Chinuch and some Reish Lamed Beis, Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis, who taka wants the Taina, that since we find that the Issa Lifnei Iver of being Machshel in Yisurim applies even to Goyim, so to the Lifnei Iver on Eitzah She'ena Hegenes also applies even to Goyim. But Rav Chanan Nemz are not like that. And Lemaisa, the Sefer HaChinuch over there is Mavur, not like that. That's what the Mechas Chinuch was responding to. And the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs and Leis Saser Reish Tzadi Tes also sounds not like that. These Rishayim are Mashma, Rabbeinu Yoin and Shari Tshuva Shari Gimel also says this, that the Isser to be Mesin Eitzah She'ena Hegenes is Dafka to a Yid. But the Issa to be machshel in an achet is also to a guy. So Rav Chanan says that l'chair, what we see from there is that they're taka two different isurim in Lifnei Iver, even though they're both included under the lav of Lifnei Iver. But the Eitzah She'ena Hegenes part, that's a Ben Adam L'Chaveirai. But the being machshel in an Isser part, that's a Ben Adam L'Makayim. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein in Igris Moshe Chelek Hey, or Chaim Chelek Hey, Simon Yud Gimel, brings another L'chayri Raya to the same tzadah that Rav Chanan wants to say, that the two different dinim and the being machshel and Isser part is a Ben Adam L'Makayim. He says, because imagine the following scenario. We're talking in this whole sugya about a case where a person is nanas to do an Aveira, but we've always been talking about cases where a goy is ma'anes him. What about for a yid to be ma'anes a fellow yid to do an Aveira? Can I go over with a gun to a fellow yid and say, be Mechal Shabbos or else I'll kill you? And he goes and he's Mechal Shabbos. Did I do anything wrong? So it seems ridiculous. It seems like a terrible thing. It can't be that I didn't do anything wrong. If the whole, what did I do? I did a Lifnei Iver. I caused him to be Mechal Shabbos. If the whole Lifnei Iver is out that I was Machshel him in an Aveira, because I caused him to stumble, Lamait say he didn't stumble. For him, it was nothing wrong. He had a heter of pikuach nefesh. He was supposed to be Mechal Shabbos. So what did I do wrong? Al karchach, unless you want to say that such a thing is mutra, and that l'chari can't be, if you accept that such a thing is aser, Dr. Moshe, that's a raya that lifnei iver is a benadam lamakoyim. That the reason I'm not supposed to be machshel you in chilul Shabbos is because of my achrayus for chilul Shabbos. I shouldn't be mechal Shabbos. I should also see to it that others are not mechal Shabbos. And kol shekin, I shouldn't cause someone to be mechal Shabbos. So that's why when I come with the gun and I say go be mechal Shabbos, avad am being ayvan lefnei iver l'sitim mechshel. So that case, Dr. Moshe Lecher, is also a raya that lefnei iver l'sitim mechshel is a ben adam lamakom. It's alf the etzem ha'iser. And even though the lefnei iver of etz she'en ha'igenes avad is not like that, etz she'en ha'igenes is ben adam lachaveira, is Dr. Moshe, it's two different dinim. True, they're both included in the same lav, but al korach they're two different dinim. One is ben adam lachaveira and one is ben adam lamakom. I'll call upon him lefi Rav Chanan's raya from the fact that it's noig by a goy and Rav Moshe's raya that you're not allowed to go be ma'anes a fellow year to do an aveira. The chayr there are starker rayas than that the din of lefnei iver to be machshel in an iser is primarily ben adam lamakom. And according to that sad lechayr misver, we would have thought that being machshel somebody in avodah zarah would be called avodah zarah. Avodah zarah being machshel somebody in gilei rayas would be called avodah zarah of gilei rayas, which is lechayr like the Baal Amor was naming on. These rayas support the sheet of the Baal Amor and are lechayr akasha on the Ramban. It could be, one could suggest, but that's the Ramban. If you take a look in the Lashon of the Ramban, when he's speaking out why it's not considered Avodah Zarah by Krakav Dominiki, when you're telling them to when you're giving them the kelim they can use to be Avodah Zarah, he says that's not Avodah Zarah, it's not a lot of Avodah Zarah, it's just Lefnei Iver L'Sitim Michshel. And then Zok the Ramban, because I'm not being Avodah Zarah and I'm not being Nen from the Avodah Zarah. What it sounds like, L'chaira, is that L'fi the Ramban, the klal of Avodah Zarah is not, it shouldn't be defined as things that are shayach to Avodah Zarah or Gilei Rayos or Shvichas Damim, but rather it's much more specific. It has to do with being nene from Avodah Zarah, Gilei Rayos or Shvichas Damim. And this fits together with the Ramban that we spoke about before. Remember, the cases of Ar Gemara, Tamus, Yomus Va'al Tasapar, Yomus Va'al Tamar Lefan of Aruma, the Shachas Tekash, L'fi the Ramban, that there's no love, Dairaisiv, L'sikiv, L'galei, Sereba. So what's the issue that they're being over on over here? And we said, Shlomo Eger was Moisif even more, even if now on like the Rambam, that there is a love of L'sikivu, but for being Mesaprim and Me'acheri, I get there, L'cher, and that for sure there's no issue of L'sikivu. So what's the Chiyim Mesiris Nefesh over here? Even in Niach, that there's a call of Avodah Zarah. But where's the Avodah Zarah? We don't even see a love. And we saw the Lashon of the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban said it's something like chatzishir because you're being nene from the iser. That was the lesson that we said over from the Ramban, which sounded like it doesn't even matter if you're doing an aveira, but if there's an aveira of gilei rayos and you're being nene from gilei rayos, even if you're getting away with it in a way that you're not mamash being over an aveira, but being nene from gilei rayos, that's the taich of Avodah Zarah, and being nene from Avodah Zarah, that's the taich of Avodah Zarah. If the Iker Taich of Avodah Zarah is being Nen from the Aveira, then it could be what the Ramban means is that Lefnei Iver L'Sitim Michshel, when I'm being Machshel the other person to be Avodah Zarah, even if Enechanami, that is an Aveira, I'm being over on a love that's Shaykh to Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah Dika Isser. But it's not the Iker Isser. I'm not being Avodah Zarah, and I'm not being Nen from the Avodah Zarah. I'm doing a different Avodah Zarah related Isser. But it's not one that gives me hana, then it doesn't go into the Kalav Avodah Zarah. The way I think, just we understand the Kalav Avodah Zarah is that it means an Isser that's Shaykh to Avodah Zarah. So then, according to the raid that we said over from Rabbi Shafainstein and Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, we would expect that the Lefnei Iver of Avodah Zarah would fall into the category of Avodah Zarah. And that's like the sheet of the Baal Amor. But if we say that Avodah Zarah doesn't mean being over an Isser that's Shaykh to Avodah Zarah, but it means specifically being nene from Avodah Zarah, which both places the Ramban provides support for that understanding, then we could hear maybe why the Ramban wouldn't consider this to be Mei Avodah Zarah with Avodah Zarah. I want to be Messiah with a final Ha'ara, a very Geshmak Atzushtel on the Inyan of Lefnei Iver by Avodah Zarah that I heard Meir V'Rabbi of Shalom Spitz. He was ma'irer that when Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron in Parshas Kisisa, "Ma'asa l'cha ha'amazeh ki heveis alach ha'ta g'dayla," Rashi writes, "Kami yisum savalta she yisirucha." How much did they torture you that you went and you made the egel? So the Zakhtar Ramban, it's Mashma from Rashi, that if they were tortured you enough, then it would be justified that you went and made them in Egel. Fact the Ramban. But this is Avodah Zarah. It's Meher Averis Shehergehen Behen Va'al Yavar. Since this is a Herg Va'al Yavar, how could Rashi write this Lashon of Kam Yisrum Yisrucha? Adkan the Ramban. So the Ha'ara is that Lachayr, what does he mean that it's a Herg Va'al Yavar? He means because it's Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, so what Aaron did wasn't Avodah Zarah. It was just leading the Yidden to be Avodah Zarah. We don't accept any of the cheshbonos that he was miskaven l'shem shemayim to justify what Aaron was doing. A worst case scenario, the worst that we could say about Aaron is that he was being machshel b'nei Yisrael in Avodah Zarah. But here the Ramban is saying this, the Herg Val Yavar, the Ramban l'shitase from the Mechames, he holds that being machshel l'fnei Iver in Avodah Zarah is not a Herg Val Yavar. L'chayr, there's a steer between the Ramban and Parashas Kisisa with the Ramban and Mechames here in our sugya. Unless it could be, you could say a chiddush, that besides for the mitzvah of Lefnei Iver, there's also a mitzvah of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, a mitzvah, halacha, that's learned from Vakash L'Ish Ba'achiv and from Hanigos Lanul Vaneinu. We learn from these drushes that there's a halacha of Arvas. In Arvas, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, you could write declare a similar chakira. Is it a Kol Yistik Adin that I have to worry about you, or is it a protest in each mitzvah that it makes me chayiv in the mitzvah? And lemaisa we know that I could be mitzi somebody, I become like a bar chayuv l'mashal in kiddush, even if I was already yaitse kiddush, but I could be mitzi you in kiddush, because kozman that you weren't yaitse, I'm still considered a bar chayuv, I'm still considered not entirely having been yatsi de chavasi, because of kol yisrael avim zelazah, which is mashma, that it's a protest in each mitzvah, that my chiyuv kiddush includes that I should make kiddush and that everybody else should make kiddush. Then we would say also that my mitzvah of avodah zarah includes that I shouldn't be avodah zarah and I should see to it that nobody else is avodah zarah. So it could be that the din of arvus would make the arvus on avodah zarah would make it a bezrayah of avodah zarah, even if lefnei iver does not. Now the Ramban and Mechames says that's just Lefnei Iver, it's not a Bezrayah of Avodah Zarah. He's talking about by a goy. By a goy, you don't have Arvas. Kol Yisrael of Avim Zel is that. It's learned from Vakash L'Ish Ba'achiv. So over there, it's Zichr only between Yidden. The Din of Lefnei Iver has a Chiddush that the Brisa gives the example of him being one who's Moshet Avim Rachel Ben Noyach. Over there, there's a Chiddush, even though it's not so clear why, because again, if it's Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi, like we're saying, it seems from the Ramban, then L'Chaveiroi, we would have expected that it doesn't apply to a Ben Noyach. But Al Kapanim over there is a Chiddush that applies to Ben Noyach, but that's only true by Lefnei Iver. That's not true by Arvos. So then it could be that what the Ramban says, that it's not considered a Bezrayah of Avodah Zarah, he means Dafka in the Gemara of Kvach V'Dominki, where you're being Machshol Goy, so then Lefnei Iver you have, but Arvus you don't have, and Lefnei Iver is a klolos tikadin, or let's say the yisaid of Lefnei Iver, like we said before, is the michshal of the chaveiroi, and therefore it doesn't go into Abizrayv of Avodah Zarah. But when it comes to being machshal yid, then you also have Arvus, and Arvus is shaykh to each specific mitzvah. The Arvus for Avodah Zarah is an Avodah Zarah tikadin, so it does go into the Abizrayv of Avodah Zarah. If you say that, then it's a nice yishuv to the steer in the two Rambans. However, it's very much not mashma that way in the Ramah, because the Ramah brings down the halacha. He gradually mentions Lefnei Iver. He says Lefnei Iver is not an Abizrayu, but the implication certainly of the Ramah is that there's no Yehar Gval Yavar in being machshel somebody else in the Shalish Chamurais. But according to this Peshan in the Ramban, it would come out that that's only true if you're coming to be machshel a goy. But if you're coming to be machshel a yid, then it would be Lefnei Iver. So in the Ramah, it's not mashma this way, but al-Kaponim, to be miyash of the two Rambans, it could be you could say such a vart.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.